Aaron Simon Shin Nunches, if Aleph, the Machaber says, if it's 200, if it's the base asaim or less, then you'd be allowed to carry in it. Bein shu meruba, bein shu ogel, whether it's rectangular or it's circular. Oarch v'katan, if it's long on one side and narrow on the other side, it doesn't matter. Vavad shelo yehei, arko yoser mishnayim berachbo ama achas. As long as it doesn't, it's not that one side is more than mea ama. Because if it's so long that one side is more than mea ama, then it could be confused with Rosh Hashanah. Even if it's smaller than Beis Sasayim. V'im hukaf ledira, but if it was fenced in for living purposes, afili yesh bo kama milin mutar l'talta b'kulin, and it doesn't matter how large it is, if it was fenced in for living purposes, then you'd be allowed to carry in it no matter how large the area is. We're only talking about places like gardens and vineyards and places like that, large parks, things like that, farm area, which was not fenced in for living purposes. Storehouse, something like that. The Rama adds, "V'ain l'kaman siman tafalf din stam ayaris imu kavos ledira." Later on in siman tafalf, we'll discuss if you have a city that's surrounded by a wall. Do we assume that it was the entire area is meant for living, and the wall was built in order for people to live in it, or not? Mishnah Berurah points out that later on we'll see that minastam we say that it really was surrounded for living purposes, because you don't usually put up the wall until the houses are built. You don't build the wall first and then the houses. So therefore, we could assume the houses were already there and then the wall was built afterwards. The Eish Omer Norma says, "Distam kar people shalano mikri mukafel sedira." Some say that a stam karfev, which we've established that a karfif is an area that is unfit for residential use, a large area that's not usually used for people to live in. That's the concept of a karfif. So we say that Chazal said has the status of a karmelis. So we say that a stam karfif is actually mukaf ledira deragil liftoch pesach tchila v'achar kach lahakif, because usually they would make the pesach into the karpef, and then they would surround it with walls. Meaning, obviously, we're talking about a karpef that is right next to the entrance to the house. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, obviously, this is not a general rule. It just so happened that at the time of the Ramah, that was the case. But it's not necessarily the case in all cities, and you need to make sure that it's the case. The Ramah continues, the kol karpif shehu samach lebeso mikri hukaf ledira. Some say that any karpif that's next to a house is considered to be surrounded for purposes of dwelling. Ki daiti ilave, because the person had that in mind. The Yesh Holkam bazeh, but some disagree. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim agree with this opinion, that we can't just assume that if it's a karpif that is right next to a yard area or a house area, that we could assume that when it was surrounded for purposes of living. You need to make sure that that was the case. As we go through this, and we'll give more examples of practically where we find karpifim nowadays.